I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends his Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, hello there. Praise be to God. It's good to be with each and every one of you. I just want to praise and thank God for this beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Hold on. Better? Okay. Just wanted to wish everybody a beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it's a special day for all of us, but a special day for me because my granddaughter was born on the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And that's quite an amazing and beautiful story on its own. So, Brenna Catherine, I just want to wish you a beautiful, blessed, and holy feast day and birthday. And to all of you, I pray Our Lady will hold you under her special mantle, that beautiful tilma I see before my eyes. And I pray that she wrap all of us in these days and these times in her mantle. So again, most grateful. Today's program, I came in today and we had a sponsor for today's program. And this is four to five hour because I don't do the 5 to 6 anymore. I gave that to someone else. And tonight's program is being sponsored by Margie Hicks in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And Margie, her intention and her prayer is for the conversion of her family members and the return to the faith. She also asks prayers for all priests and for the holy souls in purgatory. What a beautiful request. And Margie Hicks, you're close to my heart, and I always praise and thank God for your love, faithfulness, and generosity. And what a beautiful prayer request for Our Lady of Guadalupe. The whole thing was about evangelization and when she appeared to Juan Diego. So again, I pray a special blessing on this day, and I pray too that it will come back to Margie Hicks a hundredfold. So today was a beautiful day. You know, now it's 4:30, and at 4:30, my wings are clipped. I have to be in the house by 4:30 because it's literally dark by then and I can't see. So I just want to say to you, I realize that some people heard an encore, or maybe they just happened to go back and listen to it from last week. I am perfectly fine. after that three-car collision. I'm a little sore for a couple days, but I'm perfectly fine now. And get behind me, Satan. I just want to praise and thank God that he kept us all safe. And a little jostled, a little sore. But aside from that, I was not hurt. And as I'm on the air right now, I just want to praise and thank God for each of you. You are my beautiful group. You are my team of evangelists, and I am forever grateful. I often wonder, do you realize how important that is? I know to me, as a Catholic lay evangelist, it's a mighty work for the kingdom of God. But you have that same anointing as a team of evangelists, and by virtue of our baptism, we're all called to be voices calling out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. So once again, I'm most grateful to each and every one of you for your yes. This is only an hour program, but I am going to ask you to hit your share buttons today, as I always do. And I want you to know, and I say it all the time, but I want you to know how much you mean to me. I want you to know when I say I love you, I mean it. I mean it with everything that's in me. I love you. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for all the ways that you bless my life. And sometimes I'm lost for words to describe how grateful I am. So I want you to know, I pray for all of you every day. I pray for all those that are on the air, all those that are listening live, and I pray every day for all of you. I ask always that God would lead you, guide you, heal you, strengthen you for the journey that he's called each one of us to. And I would ask that you remember me in your prayers. I do believe, I know especially Tricia, wrote the day I had the accident, I remember her saying that she was praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament that day, and she prays every day. And it was the very time of the accident. I was on my way to Mass when it happened. So I am most grateful for your prayers. And I ask that each of you would have a beautiful and blessed Advent to really prepare our hearts. As you know, this weekend is our Advent retreat weekend. And Father Jim and myself have been doing this for a good many years now, as well as the one in August. So for those of you that can be there this weekend, I'm looking forward so much to seeing you up close and personal. You know me, I'm with all the meals. I don't eat them separately away. I come and I switch tables all weekend so that I can sit with you and get to know you better. And for those I know so well, I cherish the time to get to talk to you a little private at the table. So many of you have got a lot of calls, same as with Illumina Christi, and they couldn't get in because it sold out. But if you're on a waiting list, you don't know. You're liable to get a call today, and God's calling you there by divine appointment. So you never know when you're on a waiting list. If you're meant to be there, God will make it happen where there seems to be no way, as I always say, and as the scriptures tell us, where there is no way, God makes a way. So I want to give you our phone number here today, and 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. If you're calling from anywhere outside the United States, please call 1-888-343-2484. Again, 1-888-343-2484. I don't know why, but I have no idea why, but I am going to yield to a moment that I feel the Lord speaking to my heart. And I'm going to, I feel led to read from in the not in the silence of my heart. I feel led to read. I don't even see it over here. I hope it's over here because I just got an anointing and a feeling. Hold on. No. It is there. I didn't think it was there. I felt an anointing to read from What the World Needs Now. And, you know, what the world needs now is for us to be open. To be open to the spirit of truth. So, oh, there you go. This is called the spirit of truth. Let me take this call first from, hold on. Hi, Mary or Mike, whoever it is. How are you?
I can't think. It's Mike and Mary from New York.
Yes. How's things going there?
We're still waiting for a baby.
Ah, well, what a beautiful day for this baby to be born.
Yes, we know.
And did they induce her at 3 o'clock, or they're never really on time when they say it?
Yesterday they induced her at 3 o'clock, and today she's progressing.
Good.
Now they've given her the epidural, and she's taking a little nap and getting ready for the final stretch, I think.
All right. Well, we'll be praying, and I will ask all our listeners to pray. These are good friends of mine from up in New York, and how's my little warrior?
Also, an update on Gavin.
Yeah.
Gavin's home. His reports have been great.
Praise be to God.
His appointments now to go back to Boston are every 2 weeks.
Yep.
So continued prayers for Gavin, and they're looking forward to a beautiful Christmas for this little guy finally being home after 2 years of being in the hospital.
Well, he's my little prayer warrior, and all my prayer warriors have been praying for him all along with me. So we're going to ask a special blessing that he will be home this Christmas, and that the entire family will be blessed with a special gift of peace, a special gift of God's love. And for today, for your daughter, we pray that this little child will be born, and on the feast of Our Lady, Our Lady of Guadalupe. So, Lord Jesus, I'm just going to say a prayer here. You are the Lord of time. You're outside of time and space. And so we ask, and especially for Mary and Mike, for their beautiful daughter, we ask that this child would be born, and this baby would be born with a special anointing on such an amazing feast day. And we pray that mother and baby would be well, that father would be at peace, and we pray, Lord Jesus, in your name that's above every other name, and we ask that your mother's feast day, this child will be wrapped in her mantle to be a gift on such a wonderful feast, that this child will grow in grace and wisdom and knowledge before you all the days of this child's life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And give my mom and Papa, whatever they're called, give them that peace and grace to know that fear not, God is moving and working, and this child will be born.
Yes, baby Christopher.
Ah, baby Christopher. I have a Christopher, so I
okay.
won't forget the baby's name. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. And also, there's a special intention that we're praying for. Somebody's having some testing.
The sister,
problems. So.
Yeah, okay. So we all also, yes.
Thank you for your time that you always take for us.
Aww.
And we pray for your continued healings and prayerfulness and just your wonderful ministry that you always provide for everyone.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. I certainly do. God love you, and God bless both of you, and give me a call when we have little Christopher welcome into the world, okay?
Okay, we're in the waiting room waiting.
Okay, all right. We'll be waiting for an update. God bless. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here's what I open up to, what the world needs now. And I open up to the Spirit of Truth, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I have told you. John 14:26. Maybe we need to be reminded today. Maybe that, it's so strong, this anointing. Maybe we need to be reminded today that the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything. Not some things. He won't counsel you off and on or once in a while, but he will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I have told you. As I said, John 14:26. And the Lord's word says he will give his Holy Spirit to all who ask. Why don't you ask him today? Why don't you call upon the Holy Spirit to give you all those instructions, to lead you in all your ways, all your decisions, to lead you and guide you to act in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, to be all that he calls you to be. That's what our mission is. We're part of a mission church, our one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And so we are filled with his Holy Spirit. He's indwelling within us. And it's so awesome to me. I can honestly tell you, this is the most amazing thing. And I'm telling you, I never get used to it. I'm always in awe that the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, is indwelling within us. And sometimes I think we do forget that. Sometimes we need that reminder. Because if scriptures also say, if he is in us and living in us, who could ever take us from the hand of God? He says, no one. No one. And because he is indwelling within us, he will lead us and guide us into all truth. And not only that, but when we make decisions, that we will think in the Spirit as well as pray in the Spirit, that we will think in the Spirit, to think of his infinite presence and life within us. He is our counselor. He is our Lord, our God, our Savior. And what better time to be reminded? And that's the word he used to me, that we need to be reminded that he who is in us is far greater than he is in the world. that he who is in us wants to sup with us, wants to live in us and move through us. You know, when I designed this cover for this book, a friend of mine, actually a graphic artist, actually put it on paper. I'm on the air right now. When he does that, he speaks so clearly, so powerfully in each one of our hearts. He wants us to not only know that he's with us, not only be aware that he's indwelling within us, but he wants us to grasp the fullness of that. God with us, Emmanuel. And during this specific time of Advent, may we never forget, may we never get so discouraged, but we will always remember that God is with us. He's with us in all the joys of life, not just in our troubles. He's with us in all those joys, all those wonderful moments that we experience throughout this day, throughout every day of our lives. But he's also in those moments when we need clarity. He's in those moments when we're confused or doubt that he even hears us or listens to us. I don't know how anybody could really feel that way. But we all at times have moments when we feel, where is God in all of this? Especially when things are happening that are disturbing, when there's anxiety or unrestfulness. In those times, he's with us, living in us, moving in us. And when we're upset, he wants to calm our fears and our anxieties. He wants to hold us close to his own sacred heart, where the rays of his heart and the fire of his love can come and enter into our hearts. His sacred heart, the fire and flames from his heart, burning away all the things in our hearts that stifle his spirit within us. He wants to instruct us in everything. You know, so many people, when it comes to decision making, they say, you know, so many times they'll come to me and we'll be praying and they'll say, I don't feel God is listening. I don't feel that he's hearing these prayers. I feel alone. I feel that he's not personally caring about my prayer. And really, there could be nothing further from the truth. We have to remember that he wants to teach us all those things in our life, and particularly now at this Advent season, we're preparing the way of the Lord. Each of us who are really opening our hearts and our minds and our spirits to God's presence in our life, that he wants to instruct us in everything, and that he will if we're open. Sometimes we need to be reminded that he needs to give us a new spiritual way of thinking. I know in my own life, you know, with my own father, we just didn't see eye to eye at all. We didn't never had a good relationship. And we never got along. I think I was always his thorn in the side. You've heard me say many times, he used to say to me, who are you and where do you come from? And he didn't say it in a loving or endearing way. And yet that very person that, you know, brought so much heartache and sadness and really destruction in my life and my mother's life and my siblings' lives, once God entered into, or once I allowed him to enter into that, things began to change. I wrote a letter to my father one day telling him that, and I had already had children, and he had never seen them yet. Well, at that time, just one child. He had never seen them. And I was pregnant with my second child. And the Lord really drew me into a deeper, deeper relationship with him. And he began to give me a new, what shall I say, a new spiritual way of thinking. The Lord allowed me to see my father almost as if he gave me glasses with corrected lenses in them. And I saw my father with all his own brokenness. I saw a little boy that never knew the love of his father because his father left him. And all his seven siblings, there was eight of them. Well, nine, one died early on. And so he probably didn't know how to love or show the love that was in his heart because he never experienced it from his own father. And I remember so clearly when I saw him in the new light, I saw him almost like with corrected lenses. And I saw him broken. This self-taught, well, successful business person. On the outside, he was one thing, but on the inside, he was hurting and wounded and broken. And the Lord allowed me to see that, and he gave me the wisdom to see that. And I wrote him a letter, and I told him, "Dad, I'm sorry for all the years we've wasted. And I'm asking you if you can forgive me for holding you at bay. I love you, and the Lord enlighten my mind and my heart to see you through his eyes." And I didn't point to all the things that he did wrong. I didn't point to the fact that he left my mother for a woman 25 years, her junior. I didn't point to any of that. In the letter, I just told him that I loved him. And I asked if we could begin again, have a new beginning. And so it began. And so I say to you today, maybe there's someone in your life, maybe a family member that you haven't spoken to, maybe a friend that you spend so long, was your best friend, and maybe you don't even remember what started it, but you drifted away from one another. Maybe a parishioner, maybe a family member, maybe your father, or your mother, or your sister, or your brother. And if that's the case, I ask you today during this Advent, on this beautiful feast day of Our Lady, I'm asking you to pray about writing a letter of healing and love and restoration, not pointing fingers of who was to blame, but just stating the fact, can you begin again, and that you love them. Because God calls us to love the unlovable, just as he loved us when we were sort of unlovable. He calls us to forgive the unforgivable. And sometimes that's difficult to do. But he showed us the way. He cried out on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Why did he do that? Because remember, his hypostatic union, he was fully man and fully God. And as his human heart and mind and spirit, he could not understand why God had abandoned him on the cross. And he called out, "Father, forgive them," because he couldn't at the time. And for you and me, that's what I used to do. When I first started this, I would pray, "Father, forgive them. Forgive my daddy, he knows not what he's done." And after a while, I was able to say, "Father, I forgive him, for he knows not what he's done." So here we are, we're on a break already, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. You are listening to Kathleen McCarthy, and I am praising and thanking God for each of you. I was just led to read a little story of this little book that I was called to write first time. And I really believe that the butterfly on the outside of the world is something that each one of us need to be instructed in, and each one of us need to learn. That really and truly, so many of us, just stay in that cocoon. Push them forward, drudge, but still push them forward. And the beauty is that God doesn't want us to stay in the cocoon. He wants us to emerge as a beautiful butterfly, free, coming out of the cocoon. That's why the butterfly is a symbol of new life, resurrection and new life. Whatever you're feeling today, whatever you're experiencing today, whether it's confusion or doubt or fear, maybe it's an emotion that you have anxiety or doubt, or you're questioning your decisions, whatever it is, He's with you. He's with you, and He wants us to see things through His eyes. I was reading a few minutes ago before we went on break that as I began to forgive my father, I really believe in all my heart that was the beginning of his conversion. After that letter, things changed. we got together, and then from that point on, I was telling him about how I, you know, had that deep, deep reversion and experiencing the love of God and His mercy, and not looking at my father's sins, but looking at my own life, where I have faltered or failed, where I had sinned. And I remember giving him a Bible for his birthday 1 year. And then we began to talk, and I talked to my brothers, and everybody came together, and we forgave. And I'm sure on our part, he had to forgive us for not allowing him into our lives. But time is short. In a blink of an eye, we could all be gone. And I have come to understand that really and truly, God never takes anything from us. He's a giver. And He gives us all that we lack. He says, in Him we lack nothing. And He wants us to have the confident assurance of that. And so I can tell you, when our God opened my eyes, He healed my heart. He really gave me, or I acquired, a new way of thinking, a new spiritual way of thinking. I started to see my father differently, as though I had received, like I said, corrective lenses. I saw my father differently, as though I had really seen who he is and came to love him in a different way. I always loved him. I will say that. I just never understood him and couldn't understand some of the things that he did. My mother had a beautiful gift of loving unconditionally. And it broke my heart, for her heart that was broke. But she would never allow us to say one word against my dad. Never. Always saying, he's still your father. And so I just believe that God in His wisdom never leaves us a void within us. He feels that when He heals us and takes those things to the cross with Him, He doesn't leave a void. He fills us with an infilling of the Holy Spirit. He never takes, and He doesn't give a gift in return, a better gift. So God has called us, and you know it and I know it, He's called us to love others as He has loved us. Wow. Wow, the way He loved us in all our weaknesses, problems, sinfulness. He's loved us. And how has He loved us? As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. That's what He says. As God has loved the Son of God, so too He loves us. Now, I try to love as He loved. I try to love others as He has loved me. Far away from doing it unconditionally, but working on it every day of my life. And it comes pretty easy when you begin to realize that's what we're called to do. I ask that I might see other people as He sees them, through His eyes. I ask that I would decrease and He would increase within me, so that I can live on in His love. I find the more I open myself to the love of God, the more love of God I have within me, the more free I am to become myself, to become all that God created me to be. That's for you. Created you to be everything He's called you to be. He wants you to live that life to the full. He wants you to experience that infinite ocean of God's mercy and love. And when we do, We're loving with his heart. We're reaching out to forgive those who have wounded us, hurt us, betrayed us, you name it. Because we open ourselves up to the love and mercy of God and the power of God, he fills us more and more and more. He wants us to take that love out to others. He wants us to think of others that haven't had the reversion or conversion or experience that we've had. And he wants us to see in those people that we think they're not going to change. We can't change people. We can't fix people. We can't heal one another. But Jesus can. And he will. If we decrease and he increases within us. So I just, I don't know why I felt so led to share that and read that today, but it was an anointing going right through me. He wants us to be all that he's called us to be. A light shining in the darkness. He wants us to be truth, where the evil one has filled so many in the world with lies. He wants us to be love in a world that's filled with such vitriol and hatred. He wants us now to come together. He wants us to be a sign of God's infinite love and mercy. In these times of preparing the way of the Lord, he will bless our hands, our heart, our mind, and our spirit. We lack nothing, and that's what we have to realize. We have everything we need to be all that he calls us to be. We just have to believe it and act on it. That's how we become the light in the darkness. That's how we become Christ givers to others. That's how we are called to live in the present moment. He has all these moments scheduled from the beginning of the before we were even born. And he's outside of time and space. It's never too late to forgive. Never, ever too late to forgive. And in that forgiveness, all the power that person had over us is broken and gone. We're called to be that light shining brightly in the darkness. A light that can make a difference when someone's in despair, agony, when they're torturing themselves for the things and sins that they committed in the past. God wants them to be free. He wants them to experience the spirit of truth. That they are created by the God who loves them. And that all they need to do, as all of us are crying out, prepare the way of the Lord during this Advent season, is to turn to him. To open your heart and your mind and your spirit. To receive what he really wants to give us. Fullness of truth. Fullness of his unconditional love. Fullness of peace. A peace that will never leave us. Not in the most difficult situations and circumstances. Not in the midst of all the turmoil that could go on in our lives. No matter how heavy a cross is, we'll be able to pick it up and carry it, not drag it along. Because he loves us. Because he died for all those things. That we might have life and have it to the full. So let us really ponder that fact. That he is the spirit of truth. And he sends us the paraclete, the Holy Spirit. Who will instruct us in everything. He'll be with us in every tiny decision we make. He wants to be our all in all. And so today, I ask, please, in a very special way, that you might remember that what the world needs now, I never named this book till the end, and it said, I'll read it to you because I realized in the end what the world needs now is God. And the God in you, and the God in me, and the God in your children, the God in your friends, your family, your mates, your parents, even if they're going home before you, we can give them the gift of our unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. Jesus says, full authority has been given to me both in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you. And know that I am with you always until the end of the world. What the world needs now is God. And only the Holy Spirit can convict us, not condemn us, but convict us of all those areas in our lives instead of look at everybody else's, how mean someone is, how rude they are, how unforgiving they are, how jealous they are, how they're always taken and taken and taken and never give back. With the Holy Spirit, we can overcome all those things when we grow into His likeness and His image, when we know a tiny light can dispel the darkness in a huge room, or a tiny light shining in the darkness can dispel despair, anger, resentment, bitterness. We are the light. Jesus said so. He said, I am the light of the world. And then he said, you're the light of the world because you carry my light within you. So today, let us be reminded. Let Jesus instruct us in everything. Let us not feel we know it all. Let us not ever feel that there's nothing at all that we can ask God for. Nothing at all that could in any way, shape, or form put us on a wrong road, or the Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us and keep us on the straight and narrow. That's what He created us for. He created us to be all that He calls us to be. A light in the darkness. Salt to others to bring out the best in them, not the worst. Even when people tend to bring the worst out in us, we're called to be better. We're called to be His likeness and His image. So we have about 10 minutes left. I'm going to ask you to call in. 610-527-2906. Or if you're out of the area, just call 1-888-343-2484. Advent going? Are you struggling? Do you feel the take one step forward and two back? That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. But that's a lie from hell. We're called moment to moment to be a light in the darkness. And if we've missed it 1 minute or missed a day, and we felt like we did everything, as the scripture says, St. Paul, why do I do the very things I hate to do? And why don't I do all the things I really want to do? It's concupiscence. We lean to sin. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life to the full. So I ask you, are you living that life to the full? And if not, man, we are missing so much, because he has come to give us life to the full, peace in the midst of turmoil. That's what we have. Okay, let me get this call. Tricia.
Hi, my sweet Kathleen.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank
Amen.
You. So you look beautiful today. I just love the black and white combination.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say that over the summer, my best friend, one of my friends that I went to Catholic school with my whole life, mm-hmm. from big family, the Murphy family, six of them, Sean unfortunately passed away from not one but two glioblastomas on each side of his brain.
Wow.
And now I'm taking care of his 91-year-old mother, who is absolutely positively wonderful. And I also still have the three kids, and they've had half days this week and all. So when you were talking about the Holy Spirit and listening to the Holy Spirit, I've been kind of tired, but happy to do this work. It's a calling. I love it. It's a labor of love. I really thank God every day of my life that he uses me. But I got into bed one day at night, and it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock, which is late for me. And the voice of the Holy Spirit says to me, call Father. And I said, okay, no problem. I'll do that tomorrow. And he said to me a second time, call Father. I go, okay, yeah, tomorrow. I'm kind of tired right now. And I laid there and I go, oh my gosh, I need to call Father. Even as exhausted as I was, I called Father.
That's so funny.
And sure enough, thank God I did, Kathleen. So that voice speaks to us. That's all
Amen.
I have to say. Happy blessed Advent, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, I hope I do see you soon. I think of you so often. Keep praying for each other, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. God bless you, Trish.
God bless you.
Bye, dear. Well, my brothers and sisters, you know, we're all of us, we're all called to call upon the Holy Spirit. When we call upon the Holy Spirit, then really and truly we can have that peace in the midst of turmoil. We can have grace when we step into it. Takes two of us. You know, he won't force himself on us. And grace is always available. But when we step into grace, we get a double portion. And so I pray that you and I will respond in a very special way to God's infinite love and mercy. He is all love. He's all grace. He's all strength. Let me see here. I have somebody came up. Does anyone know where Father Blunt is heading next or how to access his schedule? Thanks and God bless. Have a blessed retreat. I know he's not going to be in the area long. And I'm sure if you call Salt, the person who handles his retreats, she can give you an idea of his schedule. He doesn't usually post it, but sometimes he does. So I just want to praise and thank God that today, again, that Margie Hicks sponsored this program. She's a beautiful woman of God, a good friend. And she didn't pray for herself. So I would ask that you would remember Marjorie Hicks. She asked for prayers for the conversion of her family members and their return to the faith. Also asked prayers for all priests and for the holy souls in purgatory. I just had lunch today with a beautiful holy priest, and I pray for all of our priests every day, all day. And so I pray that a mighty blessing, God would not only bless this program for all the reasons that Margie sponsored it. He's always calling us all home, all our family members, even those that say they don't ever want to go to church and they don't believe in going to church. God has a plan. And that plan is to bring them all home, to bring them back into the fullness of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. There are no hopeless cases. Well, I have a first-class relic of St. Rita of Cascia, and she is the woman saint, like St. Jude's is the male saint for the impossible. St. Rita of Cascia is the female saint, and I have a first-class relic, and I was just led to, right now, today, to bring that to our healing retreat of hope. We all are called to hope. Never give up. Never, ever give up. But continue to believe that your prayers are heard. There's his instructions to us. He said, and I read out of that little What the World Needs Now. It says the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, will come and he will instruct us in everything. And he will give us, without a doubt, all that we need to accomplish the work he has called each one of us to do. And he wants us to become all that he calls us to be. That means, and I can tell you this, I can, all God, for God's glory, all God, to God be the glory. From the day I gave my life to Christ, that doesn't mean I haven't had issues or problems or sickness or things in my life. You know that I have. But through it all, through every single one of those situations and circumstances, every one of them, I kid you not, I've never been without the peace of Christ. Not for a moment. Never. In the midst of heartache, I had his peace. In the midst of suffering physically, spiritually, emotionally, his peace brought everything to know, without a doubt, he's working all things together for a greater good. That's our God. I always say, I can't fix anybody. I can't wash away your sin. I can't heal your brokenness. I can be an instrument in God's hands. But I can't do those things. But I got a friend who can, and that's Jesus. That's the Son of the living God. And we must bring that out to others, to give them hope if they've lost hope, to give them that beautiful gift of God's peace that he's given us to give to others. Whatever he gives us, it's not just for us. It's to give to others. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to praise and thank God. I hope I see some of you. Well, I know I'm going to see a good many of you at the retreat this weekend. Live in hope. Live in hope. And of course, we need to prepare with joyful hope and expectation the jubilee year of hope. When those doors are open, we need to prepare our hearts, and we need to carry our brothers and sisters and all those that we're praying for. We need to carry them in our heart through the door, because Jesus Christ's door to his heart is always open. And so we do this beautiful gift. The Holy Father will himself open the doors. And this time it's not only for in Rome, for the Basilica, but there's four other churches that he will open the door to as well, right there in Rome. Mother Church of St. John's, all the churches there, those four churches, he will open those doors, the Holy Father. And why? Because this is that beautiful celebration of the Jubilee year. And maybe you'd like to go on the pilgrimage with the Archdiocese for the Acutis